Stroke affects 30 out of every 100,000 pregnancies, with ischemia, CVST and hemorrhage causing roughly equal numbers and with highest risk peripartum and postpartum. Organised approaches to the management of this high-risk population, informed by existing evidence from stroke and obstetrical care, are needed, especially given the profound impact of stroke on women of childbearing age, their families and health systems, and given the increasing organisation of both stroke and obstetric care internationally. It is vital to have accurate estimates of stroke incidence in and around pregnancy to facilitate both clinical decision making and, of course, health system planning. I'm Carmen Lav-Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Richard Swartz, lead author of the article The Incidence of Pregnancy-Related Stroke, which was a systematic review and meta-analysis and was published in the International Journal of Stroke.
My name is Richard Swartz. I'm a stroke neurologist and a researcher in the Department of Medicine, the Division of Neurology at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Centre at the University of Toronto, Canada.
Why does stroke risk increase during pregnancy?
There are a lot of potential reasons that stroke can be more common in pregnancy. Some of them are that pregnancy is a time when the body is designed to be a little more prone to clots. It reduces the risk of bleeding postpartum, so there is a hypercoagulable state in pregnancy. There's a lot of other factors that happen in pregnancy that also increase the risk of stroke. So high blood pressure in pregnancy, diabetes in pregnancy, and pregnancy-related complications like preeclampsia, eclampsia, as well as air emboli and amniotic emboli that can happen around labor and delivery. So the causes of stroke are many and varied. Dissection, congenital cardiac complications can be unmasked in pregnancy. And in fact, specific triggers like dehydration from vomiting a lot, hemoconcentration, all of these different factors can increase the risk of stroke in pregnant women.
What stroke type is most common in pregnant women?
Actually, all stroke types are increased in pregnancy, and it's about a third each between ischemic stroke, hemorrhagic stroke, and venous sinus thrombosis.
So what does this risk look like in comparison with the general population?
Our study showed that the pooled crude rate pregnancy-related stroke was about 30 per 100,000 pregnancies. And in the general young population, ages 18 to 45, the average rate of a stroke would be more on the order of 10 per 100,000. So this is a roughly threefold increase.
Do you think there's a lot of knowledge in the community about that, that people are aware and that practitioners and clinicians are aware that stroke is much higher risk in pregnancy?
I think amongst stroke physicians and obstetricians, this may be something that is noticed. I think in the general public, maybe even in primary care, less so. One of the things that we have to realize is that three times higher risk is a very big relative increase, but the absolute rate, 30 per 100,000, is still fairly rare. That's also reassuring for women who are pregnant. It's not that this is a super common complication. And a lot of the factors that lead to it are the kinds of things that we screen women for in countries that have universal pregnancy screening programs. We check for blood pressure, we check for protein in the urine, because those rapid elevations in blood pressure associated with preeclampsia are one of the most common causes and can cause both bleeding strokes and ischemic strokes. So I think people may not be able to put their finger on it as a number, as how high the risk is, but I think people are aware that pregnancy is a higher risk condition. And when you think about why we go for screening, why we see our doctors, our family doctors, or obstetricians, a little less often at first and then more and more frequently as it gets closer to term and postpartum. Part of that is to monitor blood pressure and protein in the urine, but what we're really trying to do is protect the brain, because preeclampsia and eclampsia are significant dangers, and rapid rises in blood pressure, even without them, can predispose to stroke. So I think this is an important number to put, and it's important to look at the variation around the world and in different countries based on their degree of access to care, because
there are things we can do to lower the risk and prevent complications. Not all of the risk is preventable, but certainly with aggressive monitoring and treatment of riskers, some of this risk can be mitigated.
So I guess that leads nicely into our next question. What areas of research into stroke and pregnancy are needed?
I think one of the things that needs to be addressed is what is the risk in recurrent pregnancies or subsequent pregnancies? So if somebody has had a stroke before or had a stroke in pregnancy before, what is their odds of success and safety in future pregnancies? This is a question that comes up fairly often for me in clinic when I see women who've had strokes before they get pregnant or who've had strokes in prior pregnancies. And we have the incidence data that we've published is really talking about that first stroke. We have a lot less information to predict what will happen to people who have survived and done well from their first stroke if they get pregnant again. And that would be a key gap. And obviously, we need a lot more information about how our healthcare systems can help address this risk. It's likely that there are some trends that places and people with better access to monitoring and medications without financial barriers, without system barriers, will do better, and I think we need to collect more and more evidence of how to optimize the care of women in pregnancies to reduce the rates of stroke.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Richard Swartz from the Department of Medicine and the Hurvitz Brain Sciences Research Program at Sunnybrook HSC and the University of Toronto, lead author of the article The Incidence of Pregnancy-Related Stroke, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.